This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What are your expectations of the Texans rookies going into this season? Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. And the Texans have a few rookies that I feel like fans can feel pretty excited about. Probably start with the wide receivers from Iowa State. I feel like they're the guys that have the chance to make the most immediate impact. But they also drafted a left tackle who we found out since the draft, they coveted quite a bit and made some serious moves to try to trade up and go get an Ariante Ursary out of Minnesota. So those are three guys that you can point at as whether it's the short-term or long-term future, really exciting potential pieces to the overall Texans puzzle. And I didn't even mention the running back, Woody Marks, who also has a chance to make an immediate impact on this team. I'm going to throw this to you, Seth, because and the thing that prompted this question is that, you know, the couple of days of OTAs that we've been able to observe, a couple of the guys that really stand out are the Iowa State wide receivers, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel. Higgins, because of his size and agility for his size, which, you know, is true to the scouting report. And then also true to the scouting report would be Jalen Noel's speed and ability to stretch the field, which I think is something that this Texans offense was sorely lacking going into the offseason. So what say you in terms of the expectation of the Texans rookies going into this rookie season?
To start off with the receivers, this has been exactly what I would have expected out of the first week of OTAs and no pads, is that minicamp, everything that happens in the spring, it really, really rewards speed and athleticism, but speed especially, because the physical element isn't there. So Jaden Higgins has done some good things, but Jalen Noel, everybody keeps saying, boy, man, it's amazing out there, just like how fast he is, how good he looks, all of that. That's where I always just say, beware the camp slot receiver, because this is what happens, whether it's Braxton Miller or anybody else back in the past. Yeah, when there's no pads on and when teams aren't game planning for you and defensive backs really don't have a beat on you yet and they haven't seen you a whole bunch, it looks really, really good in no pads. And sometimes it ends up paying off and sometimes you're reminded, oh, okay, it's going to take a little while. It's going to take a little while. You know, Tank, that's why I still wondered with Tank Dell, not that he's not a slot receiver, but he's a small receiver. With Tank Dell, during training camp that year, he looked, we got into camp and when the pads were on, those first couple weeks of the camp, he was on the ground a lot. Like he was getting jammed hard at the line of scrimmage. He had to learn and adapt. And Tank Dell did a great job of it. Other guys, it takes more time. So I expected Jalen Noel to come out and look really athletic and really fast and be very impressive. With Jaden Higgins, he looks good too, but I'd say Jalen Noel has probably flashed more according to everything people have said. With Higgins, he's a catch radius guy. He's he's a big dude, plenty fast and all of that, but his size and his physicality is part of his game. And when you're out there and you're catching passes from decidedly non-ball placement specialist types of quarterbacks, then, you know, Keaton Slovis and Davis Mills don't quite have the same touch on a 50-50 ball as C.J. Stroud does. I think that you're probably not going to see as much of Jaden Higgins as you will Jalen Noel early on.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned the ball placement specialist part. That is another thing that you get in OTAs, mini camps, training camps, or maybe not as much in training camp because it starts to get a little bit more real. But Davis Mills looks good out there. So I'm so glad that we're not doing that thing anymore. Like, what's Davis Mills looking like out there, you know, with notepads and just running on air? Of course, you know, he looks good in this situation.
Do you know what you really don't want?
What's
is
that?
Up in Cleveland, where they're getting blow-by-blow reports of the passing stats of each of their four quarterbacks now, because Deshaun's not practicing. But he might be ready. Might be ready by the season. Four quarterbacks, and you're getting like, oh, Shedeur Sanders was the best quarterback today. He was 6-for-9 for 127 yards or whatever. Like, they're doing that up there, man.
Yeah,
miserable place to be.
I would not want to do the Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, and Kenny Pickett competition thing.
And Joe Flacco.
And Joe Flacco is the one who I don't feel like needs to compete, right? Like, Joe Flacco has done the thing where he just kind of gets off the couch and goes and performs, and we know Joe Flacco's movies. Like, he would be the one that I'd feel – I don't know how I'd feel as a Browns fan of Joe Flacco. I got five quarterbacks, and Joe Flacco's the one that I feel best about, and two of them are rookies or young that I just drafted, one I just signed. Man, that is quarterback hell. It's got to be, 100%.
Yeah, I'm looking at ESPN Cleveland on Friday. Had a ranking of the Browns QBs at OTAs on Thursday. So it went, this based just on Thursday, it was, this is for all of OTAs, so for the whole week. They had it going Joe Flacco, then Shedeur Sanders, then Dylan Gabriel, then Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett, fourth. He would have been my favorite as the most likely starter in week one, but I don't know, Brandon, given the way that he's performed in these non-padded practices early in OTAs, it looks like Kenny Pickett's the low man on the totem pole.
There's another person with a perception and a reality problem, perhaps. Kenny Pickett, the perception is that he is behind the rookie quarterbacks that they just drafted, and it might also be the reality. Who knows?
Ooh, on May 28th, Shedeur was 7-for-9 with 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
7-for-9?
7-for-9.
That's a hell of
3 touchdowns. I think you ignored the headline there. 3 touchdowns.
Hey, that's a hell of a completion percentage, and then 3 of your 7 passes are touchdowns. This dude is efficient.
Yes.
Yeah.
QB1.
Yeah. I'm like on the edge of my seat trying to see what the Browns are going to do with their quarterback situation.
Ariante Ursary is the one that's really interesting to me, and I'm really excited to see him once the pads are on, because like there's a lot of reasons the Texans really liked him, and it's obvious when you look at him. He's just a gigantic human being who can move really well. That's what you'd like in an offensive tackle.
Yeah.
But as we know, not so easy to play offensive tackle in the NFL. They've been shuffling guys around a lot. Ariante Ursary has been playing both left and right tackle. Here's Nick Caley when asked about the O-line shuffling around so far during OTAs.
I don't think anything's going to be solved here in the next 2 weeks, okay? But it is obviously a progression. There's things in this time of the year with not having pads on. We can't hit gap double teams. We're not going to come off the ball and capture zone combinations as much. When you get into training camp, a lot of those things come to life, which obviously carries over into the play action game. Your play passes on early downs and passing off picks and stuff like that. So it's a little bit more of a controlled environment, but we're certainly going to build off everything we do and continue to build up until the time we report back here.
So the two big notable things that I don't want to read too much into how the offensive line is lining up during OTAs, when everything that Caley just said right there, really the big message from that is, man, until the pads come on, you really can't tell a whole lot. But Jake Andrews, who came via the Patriots and who was coached by Cole Popovich, the offensive line coach at Troy, when he was in college, he's been taking a lot of reps with the ones at center. And the other big notable one is Titus Howard playing right guard. So, like, the rookies on the offensive line, I mean, it's Ariante Ursary is the big one right there. His competition with either Cam Robinson or Blake Fisher at right tackle, that's the spot where most likely if Ariante Ursary plays early in the season, I think it's going to be at right tackle. And then it's just a matter of, man, the guy played his whole career at left tackle in college. How well does he make that adjustment?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you feel like if Arriante Ursary is able to play his way into one of those spots, is that a just as much of a commentary on someone else as it is Arriante Ursary? And what I mean is, if he displaces Cam Robinson, is that a commentary on him? If he displaces Blake Fisher, to me it feels like it is. Like, just as much as they like Arriante Ursary, if he's able to displace one of these guys that they've invested quite a bit in, either the $12 million that they invested in Cam Robinson or the second round pick that they invested in Blake Fisher last year, to me it is somewhat, and maybe I'm just being a negative Nancy, but it's somewhat of an indictment or at least a commentary on another player.
I don't know. I mean, if you draft a couple of offensive tackles and you draft both of them in the second round and one of them's going to start over the other one, then yeah, there you have it. I guess it's the commentary is, okay, this second round pick was better than that one. I don't think that, but again, it doesn't mean that Blake Fisher can't be a good pick as a second round offensive tackle, because at the very least, if you get, it's not like you're spending a top 10 pick on him. If you get him to be a guy that you feel good about as a swing tackle, and maybe eventually that you feel comfortable about as a starter, then that's still a good pick. So I don't think it's not an either or situation. I think ideally what would happen is that Cam Robinson's on a 1-year deal. Ideally, no matter who wins a competition to play right tackle this year, if you could go into next year and feel good about Arriante Ursary at left tackle and Blake Fisher at right tackle, then you're in a better spot as a team compared to when you were paying Titus Howard and Laremy Tunsil both a lot of money to play offensive tackle. You've got two guys on their rookie contracts there. So yeah, I wouldn't read too much into it. It's if Blake Fisher loses his job to another guy, or loses the competition to another guy who the Texans thought fit to draft in the second round, then that's what's going to happen. There's going to be competition. Some guys will win, some guys lose.
He's Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. And coming up next, I thought this weekend, as bad as the news with Yordan Alvarez was, and as up and down as that series was, I thought this weekend was actually the perfect encapsulation of why the Astros are still contenders this year. We'll talk about that next on Payne and Pendergast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.